At KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour, let's check out what's going on in the way of local news for today. Well, a red flag warning is now in effect for the Mother Lode until midday Wednesday. Additionally, a wind advisory has been issued through 6 o'clock tonight. Strong high pressure will continue to bring hot and dry conditions across the northern and central California interior today. Now, gusty winds will develop later this afternoon. The combination of heat, wind, and low humidity will result in critical fire weather conditions, which may impact the numerous wildfires that are already occurring. Extreme caution should be taken to prevent starting additional fires.
Well, Amador County Public Health announced last Friday no new cases of COVID-19 reported since the last reporting period. Less transmission of COVID-19 will allow Amador to progress from the purple tier into less restrictive tiers on California's blueprint for a safer economy website. Amador County Public Health will continue monitoring new case and testing positivity rates. Amador Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr will speak before the Amador Board of Supervisors today. With the possible news, Amador could be moving up one tier. Now, total cases in Amador County to date, total COVID cases, that is, 237. Total hospitalized in Amador County is at 2. Total confirmed case deaths, 15. Total active cases sit at 10. Now, the total cases released from isolation to date, 212. Cases are released from isolation when they're no longer infectious. Now, in contrast, Calaveras Public Health confirmed 16 new cases of COVID-19 during the same period. Of those 16, 5 linked to an outbreak among residents of Avalon Healthcare in San Andreas. Enhanced testing of all residents and staff continues. Also last week, Avalon Healthcare San Andreas reported 5 COVID-19 positive deaths or residents had passed away. To date, Calaveras Public Health has reported 273 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Of those, 233 have since recovered, 38 remain active. Calaveras is currently in the substantial tier at red.
A Livingston man was arrested over the weekend and charged with manslaughter following a boating incident at Comanche North Shore. According to Undersheriff Gary Redmond, Sunday evening, just after 9, Amador County Sheriff's Dispatch was notified that a vessel ran aground and crashed while on Lake Comanche. It was reported that the vessel had 6 adults and 2 children on board, and all were injured. Deputies, American Legion Ambulance, CAL FIRE, and Amador Fire Protection District units all responded, and 2 Life Flight helicopters were launched. During the investigation, deputies determined that 1 adult female had been killed. 2 other victims were flown via air ambulance, and the remaining victims were transported to local hospitals via ground ambulance. The operator of the vessel was identified as 33-year-old Jose Manuel Gill of Livingston. Deputies determined that Gill was under the influence of alcohol at the time of the accident. Gill was ultimately placed under arrest and booked into the Amador County Jail for manslaughter, boating under the influence, child cruelty, providing false identification, and resisting and obstructing. His bail was set at $100,000. The exact cause of the crash is still under investigation.
Well, a full closure of U.S. Highway 50 for the Echo Summit Sidehill Viaduct Replacement Project, scheduled for 2 weeks, beginning next Friday. The closure is required to install 7 96-foot bridge girders and associated work. There will be one-way traffic control around the clock 24/7, scheduled to begin Sunday the 13th till Friday the 18th to demolish the existing bridge before installing the girders. The full closure of Highway 50, set to start Friday the 18th, conclude Friday, October 2nd. Weather or unexpected delays may prolong the closure. Now, a detour route will be available using State Routes 89, 88, 49, and 16. The Echo Summit project, replacing the existing bridge, which was built back in 1939, with a new structure meeting current seismic and safety standards. This $14.1 million project includes $5.2 million in funding from Senate Bill 1, the Road Repair and Accountability Act of 2017. For more info on the project, visit the website way2.tahoe.com. That's way2.tahoe.com.
And due to the extreme heat forecasted again for today, the city of Jackson will be utilizing the Civic Center as a cooling center from 1 to 5 today. And in Calaveras County, the Calaveras Health and Human Services Agency building at the northeast corner of 49 and Mountain Ranch Road will also be open from noon to 6 today. And PG&E will open a number of community resource centers for those affected by PSPS as well.
Well, following up on a story aimed at Medicare recipients and COVID-19 scam calls, Amador and Calaveras residents have received calls requesting personal info, supposedly related to an incident of COVID-19 exposure. Individuals have been asked to share financial, health insurance, or Social Security information over the phone. Local health and law enforcement officials remind us a contract tracer team will never ask for this info if you're called about a possible exposure case. Do not provide those personal details to anyone. If you are not sure someone is who they say they are, ask for their name and phone number to call them back.
And the social distancing protocols prevent Mark Twain Medical Center from hosting its traditional 600-plus attendees during their annual fall health fair. However, the $45 blood analysis screening, which hundreds of local residents always take advantage of at the event, is still available by appointment over the next few weeks. Call 897-0003 between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. to make your appointment. Again, that's 897-0003. Although the folks can't gather for the annual fall health fair, again, they will be offering the blood analysis screening, only $45. And for more details, you can also call Mark Twain Medical Center. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.